Hi, this is Michael Kinney, the corporate chaplain for the ES community. Coming up next on the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast, we're going to be talking about information overload. With all the news sources in the world today, it's easy to get overloaded. Thanks for joining us. The You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast is next.
Welcome back to the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast, featuring Michael Kinney, the corporate chaplain for the ES community. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Thompson for Podwheels, and I'll be riding shotgun once again with Michael as we discuss the issues that can impact you inside and outside of the truck, as well as inside and outside of the trucking industry. Michael, first of all, it's great to be here in person with you at ES. The first couple of episodes that we've done of the podcast, we've done via Zoom. Just happened to be in town doing some projects with ES, and here you are in person.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Good to meet you in person.
Definitely, my friend. It's wonderful to see you in person. It's great to be back out in the world as we're working in this post-pandemic time. And today we're going to be talking about an issue, as you mentioned in the opening, that I think through the pandemic became a little more acute. That was news and information. And Michael, as you know, in today's world, we are bombarded with news. It's difficult to escape that.
Yeah, you bet. It's been in the last couple years that I've become aware of the fact that information overload can add some stress in my life. So I heard somebody say it at some point, be informed, but don't be consumed by the news. During the COVID pandemic, it was kind of easy because we wanted the most up-to-date information to protect our families and people we love. We wanted to know information, but in some ways, some of our time spent in front of the news seeking news increased, and people haven't remembered to step back down. So we're kind of at a heightened level. You've heard the old saying, Greg, if it bleeds, it leads. So the news tends to be pretty sensational. A lot of times bad news travels much faster than good news. But as you listen to all of this, I mean, the studies show that it does. It actually adds stress to your life. Over the last couple of years, we've endured the COVID pandemic, the presidential elections, racial unrest, now the war in Ukraine. These things can take a toll. It's kind of like a battery. My thought on this is like I charge my phone battery at night, and everything I do on my phone depletes some of the battery's life throughout the day. I think after a good night's sleep, you and I are the same. Everything we do takes some of our energy, some of our battery life. We could spend a good part of our energy on the news, a good part of our battery life on just processing, because it does take mental energy to process bad news. There's been some studies that just show it impacts us. And I wasn't even aware of this, but it can make you tired, can make you numb, can make you more cynical. Different people have different reactions, but it's a real thing.
Michael, as you mentioned, the COVID situation that came up 2 years ago, extremely stressful. I'm 60 years old. I've never seen anything like that in my lifetime. And that goes with just about anybody walking the planet. Now, you and I were fortunate enough that we were able to basically retreat to our homes, where, as you just talked about, we started consuming news, and it was stressful news. It was like, you need to avoid this, you need to avoid that. People are trying to keep you safe. When we think about the audience of this podcast, which is the ES community, which is made up of independent contract drivers, owner-operators, fleet owners, folks that are part of the ES community and work in the trucking industry, they didn't have the luxury of going and retreating to their homes. They had to be out there on the front line. It was a very stressful time. And again, we're all trying to stay up to date. You talk about creating a habit of that. When you do that, it just creates lots of stress.
For the drivers out there, they were essential workers and they kept the country moving as they were delivering more and more freight, more and more goods during that period. And it's really never stepped down. Freight is still up a lot. Yeah, they took care of us. I want to just say thank you again to our professional drivers because they were carrying the weight and keeping the economy going during some of that time, keeping goods moving.
So you and I have identified the problem. It's information overload. And if you want to talk about the last couple of years, that we have gotten in the habit of, hey, I need to look at my phone. I need to get to the TV. I need to jump on the internet and find out what's going on. That becomes a pattern. That becomes something that can be unhealthy. So as we are now in hopefully post-pandemic times, again, you talked about there's still a lot of stress in the world. You've got a war in Ukraine. You can name six or seven things that could keep you up at night. Yet we have to continue to move forward in our lives and be positive. So let's talk about some strategies. As you said, we can be informed, but we're not consumed by being informed.
That's right. One thing I think is just to ask yourself, why am I going back for more news? Why am I turning the radio on? Why am I going to the internet? Why am I asking for more alerts on my phone? Just to simply ask yourself why. Is it a habit? Is it because you're bored? Or is it a decision you're making because you want more information? You need more information. I don't know. Sometimes I think we just get in the habit of it. Some people say in some ways they're wanting reassurance. But the news is not designed to give us reassurance. Some people want to feel more in control. But there again, there's no way to be in control, really. First idea is just to ask why. Why am I going back?
Michael, you brought up a point of why. And I want to step even further back. So let's talk about the motivation of the resources that provide news. When you're talking about cable news, it's TV, it's a business. So they are going to put things on there in terms of lead items that are going to draw ratings. Whatever those are, whether you're watching conservative resource or a liberal resource or something that's in the center. And we're not trying to get to politics here. I'm just saying those are typically the resources that you have on cable. Then if you look at, say, Twitter or Facebook or any sort of social media or any website, again, those are driven by algorithms. They're driven by advertising. They're driven by money. So they're driven to capture your attention. They're driven on your interest. So if there are things that you've been watching or following on Twitter, it's going to continue to serve you the same stuff. So you have to understand where this is coming from. If you're trying to change, if you're trying to de-stress and walk away, I think it's important to understand the underpinnings of what is driving that. If you understand that, you can understand some of the stressors that that's creating. Those things are designed to like capture your attention. Again, understanding that and then moving forward with a strategy, like you said, to make a decision. Hey, I'm going to spend 5 minutes on this, or I'm not going to look at it at all today.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Exactly. Another thought is just to know yourself when you're getting too much, when you're becoming consumed with a certain news item or just news in general. Do you become mentally distracted? Kind of off in another place? Do you start to get anxious, nervous? Do you start working hard? Just kind of know yourself. Do you become pessimistic? The negativity starts to build up on you. Do you start to complain more? Just to kind of know yourself is another thing that can be helpful.
I mentioned it a moment ago about essentially unplugging for an hour a day, putting your phone aside. Can you talk about the value of unplugging?
Yeah, the value of it, I guess in one way would be when we stop to think about the battery life that we are expending on news and information, we could invest that in the people in our life. We could invest that in more sleep or more time with a hobby or a good book, calling a grandchild. You got to always think of the cost, what you're missing out on because you're devoting so much of your time and attention to the news.
And Michael, to that point, when we look at the trucking industry and we focus on our audience and we think about the fact that you're out in the truck, you're running your business, you're running miles. And part of that is there is an isolation there, which in some ways is good. And then the world in the cab, depending on your day and how it goes, can get smaller. Now, if you think about the fact that if I'm taking my break and I'm not driving, you need time to de-stress. And you add in the news, which, as we've talked about, can be stressful, that doesn't help a lot.
Yeah, that's right. It entertains us, but there is a cost.
And folks, understand what we're saying here is that you need to stay up to date. If there's a major event happening, you want to be informed about it. Then again, you have to understand what you can do about it and what you can't. What we're saying here is don't let something from the outside, like news and information, consume you and dominate your life in moments when you need to recharge.
Yeah, being informed is good. Being consumed is not good. No doubt it pays to be informed. Just don't let it take off.
We've talked around it a little bit. Now let's dive into it. Let's look at a solution. What is a healthy balance here?
For everybody, the balance is probably going to be different. One idea on this, of getting on the solution side of this, is just to try less news for a week and see if you notice a positive change in yourself. Just take a break, like a cleanse, just see if there is a difference. Obviously, a week would be a long time. You could try a day or a half day, or just say, hey, by 3 p.m., I'm going to stop consuming so much news, so that your mind begins to focus on other things into the afternoon and evening. The other thing that occurs to me, Greg, on this is, and I got this from a website called Mental Floss. Of course, everybody knows about dental floss, but mentalfloss.com, kind of like floss for the brain, I guess. They mention a lady on the website. She's a psychology professor named Mary McNaughton Cassell, and she has studied this stuff for years, actually, the effect of news and how it affects people. One of the things that she says is to keep perspective, or get a bigger picture of things, I guess I would say, get a bigger point of view. What happened to me recently kind of illustrates this idea. So I was visiting my dad down in Arizona, and he had a big 3-inch thick book on Ukraine. And he's had it for several years. And I started reading it, and I actually got halfway through the thing, kind of speed reading along. Discovered that Ukraine has been attacked by Russia multiple times through history. It's been attacked by Poland. It's been attacked by Lithuania. And the Ukrainian people have survived. I don't know, just gaining a little historical perspective that the world has lived through things like this before. There have been plagues and Black Death and bubonic plague, the Spanish flu. The world has come through big stuff. One thing I've learned about life, it goes on. And I remember, too, watching some YouTube, like I'd watch some old political figures giving speeches. And I noticed that even from the 70s and 80s and 90s, these politicians are making it sound like the sky is falling. The republic, the country is not going to survive this. And it's just like, wow, that sounds just like today. Here we are. We are surviving. The sky is not falling. I don't know, sometimes the news can make it seem like the current state of the world is hopeless.
And again, we talk about the motivation of the broadcast industry because many years ago, when I first started to get into the communications business, they weren't talking about agendas or here's this station that does this. It was about delivering information. Now, you can talk about the way the information was delivered, and we could have a big debate about that. But what it is today is it's big business. What you're talking about in terms of those political speeches, a political speech is designed to motivate you to do something. The news today is about watch us through the commercials. This is big business, and it's been big business for 20 years at least, probably more than that. But when you talk about some of the things that we're talking about here, as you were running through Ukraine and the Spanish flu and all of these other things that we have survived through our history, we live in an incredibly stressful time. The stress of that is even heightened more by the news outlets that we access. So what we're talking about here is consume, but don't be consumed.
That's right. Be informed, but not consumed. Yeah, keep that balance. Exactly.
Again, we have to stay informed, but we don't want to be overwhelmed by it. So as we wrap things up, any final thoughts, advice on how to approach this?
It's interesting how relevant it is. Just today, chatting with a couple people, and they brought up the news. And one person mentioned that someone in their family has become so fearful, and it's literally begun to change their personality. It's not only sometimes a matter of stress, but what that stress can do to you. Just kind of the big picture of this, that a lot of people are talking about this, a lot of people are dealing with this, it affects people differently. I just think it's something worth taking a look at.
And one of the things that we need to mention, we've talked about it in previous podcasts, is that when the world gets to be too much and you're part of the ES community, even when the world isn't too much and you just want to reach out to someone, you're there. You're the corporate chaplain for the ES community. So remind us how they can reach out to you and touch base.
Yeah, very good. So they can give me a call. It's 877-322-2427, and it's extension 5088. They can leave me a voicemail. It's a confidential voicemail box anytime, 24 hours a day. I'll call them back within 15 minutes. It's 877-322-2427, extension 5088. You can also email me at mkanai@chaplain.org. So mkanai@chaplain.org. And of course, chaplain ends with A-I-N.
As we close things out, any final words, any final thoughts you want to share with us?
Just the fact that I'm totally learning this myself. I'm not trying to act like I'm any kind of expert or anybody that's got this figured out, because every new day it seems like sometimes those old habits just kind of go into an autopilot. So I'm learning this with everybody else.
It's a process. It's a journey.
There you go.